Joy, tell me a little bit about, we're over here in the Centennial Building at the Oklahoma City Farm Show for the second year. I guess this second year, I believe, that you've actually had the...
Indoors, yes. We had it for a few years outside, and in there we got rained out for like 3 years in a row. So we finally talked them into coming and putting it inside a building somewhere so we wouldn't have to be dependent on the weather. So this is what we've done. This is the second year now inside, nice and warm and dry. It works really good. We bring in all the equipment for the cattle, set it all up, and we work several different types of squeeze chutes, different brands of squeeze chutes. So somebody in the market for a squeeze chute, you don't want to travel all over the country trying to see the different models. So here you can see a lot of them in one place and actually watch live cattle work through them. So people, you can tell more about what you're shopping for.
Right now, you've got half a dozen different chutes?
Yes, this year we have, because everybody is behind in manufacturing as well as we are, everybody's had such a great year this past year in the ag industry that all the manufacturing is behind and hard to get materials. So we're a little low on this year as far as we normally have about 10 or 12 chutes. This year we only have six. But the ones that could get up enough equipment to build a chute, got them built and got them down here.
Now, one of the things that, you're going to have two performances a day or two demonstrations a day,
yes, sir,
and all six of those will be offering a special giveaway.
Yes, I think the farm show themselves, they put up $500 show bucks to anybody that is attendance during the cattle working demo. I think they give you a ticket, and then they'll have a drawing for those people that have a ticket, and I think it's $500 each time. So,
right.
Yep, and you can spend that $500 with any of the vendors at the show in the cattle working demo. Anyway,
right?
Yes.
So, you obviously you represent Prefert. You were saying that this has been quite a year as far as that you've got equipment going out as fast as you build it.
Oh, yeah, actually, this for nearly a year now has been going out faster than we can build it. We got way behind, but we're gradually chipping away at that, and they're actually now producing more stuff than we're selling for a change. So that's a good sign. We're heading in the right direction anyway.
So, for these guys that are going to be looking at these chutes, maybe they've got an older chute, maybe a totally manual. I guess these offer some real advantages compared to, say 5 or 10 or 15 years old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've got several different models here. You've got three or four manual-operated chutes, and then you've got some hydraulic chutes, some with all the bells and whistles. So you can anywhere from $3,000 or $4,000 chute all the way up to a $40,000 chute, depending on what your situation is and what you're needing and how big operation you got.
Right.